Hello there everyone, it's Kaz. I'm just responding to Wendy, who put a post up about dating and dating websites. Yes, I've been on several dating websites over the years, probably since about 2005. I've been on and off dating websites, and even before that, although I didn't actually go on proper dating websites, I did meet and have relationships. Couple of relationships with men off the internet that I met in chat rooms. Dating sites though, as to disclosing on your profile that you're blind, I've never done that. I've never put on my profile that I'm blind. I just think it puts people off before they get to kind of know you as a person. It also might attract people who've got weird fetishes or weird ideas. Like I once had a guy say to me, "Oh, you're blind. Oh, wow. If you're blind, you must be a great lover because you use your hands." Well, yeah, I mean, and he was curious because he said, "Oh, you must be great. You know." So I think you have to be a little bit careful. So I've never put it on my profile. I have actually had, because one of my eyes is partly closed, my left eye. No, that's my right eye, sorry, it's kind of partially closed over. And I actually have had a couple of men who've actually written to me, who have looked at my photo and they've said, "What is wrong with your eyes? You look as if you're on..." One said, "You look as if you're on drugs." And the other one just said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" So, you know, obviously it is a little bit noticeable from your photos, but I've never really had anybody ask apart from that. My rule of thumb is if you talk to them and you send a couple of messages back and forward and you're sort of getting on with them and you think there could be a chance of a meet there, even the tentative chance, then you tell them sooner rather than later. You just say, "Look, I didn't put this on my profile, but, you know, I am blind, etc." The decent, genuine ones won't be fazed by that. If they really like you as a person, they won't be fazed by it and they'll still chat to you. I mean, I have had a couple of successful relationships with people who I've met on dating sites. And, you know, the blindness never really was an issue. The relationships didn't last because, you know, for various reasons. But the relationship never failed because of my blindness. It failed for other reasons. So I wouldn't be too worried because at the end of the day... Excuse me, yawning. At the end of the day, you know, your blindness is a big part of who you are. And if they're going to be with you, then they have to accept you for who you are, the good bits and the bad. So, you know, I wouldn't be too worried about actually disclosing it. I've usually done it within a sort of day or so of chatting on Skype, whatever. I've said, "Oh yeah, I'm blind," and I've explained about it. Some people are fascinated by it and want to know all the details, and some are just like quite cool. And then you've got the ones who instantly go from flirting with you or whatever to patronising you in one movement, which is always a little bit sad really. But no, I would say within the first couple of conversations you want to mention it, you know, that's the rule of thumb I usually use. Just so that I can never be accused of, because, you know, you don't want to get into a point where you get accused of lying, pulling the wool over anyone's eyes or anything like that. So usually pretty early on, I try and disclose that. As far as meeting them is concerned, it is difficult when you meet them because obviously if you go to a pub or whatever, they've got to find the table, find the seat, help you find a seat. And that's hard as well. You know, it's difficult, and you're right, you know, it does make you feel disempowered. It does take away that independence and freedom from you. what I usually try and do is chat to them for a good while before they want to, you know, before they want to meet, is talk to them for a good while. And because there are lots of different characters that go on online, some of them, they just want to talk to you and they want a quick fix and that's all. And there are some people who are just really, really genuine. But I would say talk to them for a good while before you agree to meet. So make sure you're perfectly happy with the person, the company. Make sure you know quite a lot about them before you meet them. Yeah, it's quite a sort of tricky area though. It is, the whole dating etiquette. But my tip would be just to be as honest as you can. As honest as you feel you're able to. And the right guys out there and won't be put off. You know, it won't happen. So just take good care. And be careful if you do meet somebody. Like I say, talk to them for a lot, you know, a good while before you meet them. Always meet them in a public place and, you know, try and make it somewhere you know quite well. And, you know, make sure people know where you are. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to hear other people's views, though. So take care, everyone. Bye for now.